98's an interesting season. Here you go in for looking for your third straight. Matt McCoy, Ben Bowling are both quarterbacks, and yet you have to make a decision there.
Yeah, and not only both quarterbacks, but had been, you know, rival quarterbacks all the way through the youth program back, you know, back in the day. You know, the good news is they're both fabulous players. But, you know, here's the thing, and I don't know how it worked out, but probably credit Tad Gross for being able to paint that picture of putting the team first. You know, Matt was a very capable quarterback, but he ended up going to OU to play safety. So, I mean, he's a ridiculously good athlete. Ben Bowling probably geared more to be an offensive player. That's kind of our decision. And when Matt and Ben decided that Ben would play quarterback and Matt would go play receiver and safety, we got really, really good, and they really came together. And you know, we suffered a couple of really tough losses early. Mm-hmm. We got beat by Booker T in the season opener. You have to remember, we were several games in a row, so people have forgot how, you know, how to lose. So we lost a couple of games, and everybody thought the boat was sinking. But honestly, when Ben and Matt kind of took that team over, we got really good again with a bunch of young guys.
Yeah, you lost to Booker T in the season opener by one, lost here. The last time Union played here, 55-45.
Yes.
Walking into the old locker room over on the West Stadium, after Union had beat us 55-45, we had given up 11 miles of offense to their team. Our defense was very young, brand new defensive coordinator, Darren Melton in town, so we had lost a defensive coordinator. We had graduated about 10, you know, Division I starters on defense, so a bunch of new guys. And I remember telling the boys, hey, I want to, you know, y'all played great. We played hard, 55-45 against what's easily the best team in Oklahoma. But I want to remind you that Rocky Kalma, Sean Mahan, and all those really, really good guys, they don't play here anymore. They play, you know, for in the Big 8 Conference. We're going to have to grow up and get better. And they really kind of took that to heart. They really clicked. We're going to have to go play and get better. And they started chipping away. We were not a great team early, but, man, we finished the season very, very strong.
And then you face Union, and I know that had to feel good to have another crack at them.
Well, it felt good with the exception of Danny Morris and Josh Blankenship and Michael Johnson and Jerome Genet, all big-time Division I players. They had broken, I think, every offensive record. They averaged almost 49 points a game, and their defense was just devastating too. But I was really happy the way our team had come along. We were not a flashy team by any means, but we were a very, very good team. I remember Ben Bowling had a broken bone in his back or broken ribs, and I know that he couldn't practice very much the last 2 or 3 weeks of the season. And we had some challenges, but our kids were ready to go, and we went behind early to Union in a great crowd, like 20-some thousand. But we hung in there, and I told them, you know, the longer we could stay in the game, the longer we could push them and make it, you know, make them have to execute to try to beat us, the better off we'd be. And, you know, Ben Bowling just, he went crazy. He made some of the greatest runs in the second half. Matt McCoy, Curtis Brumble, all those guys really did a fabulous job in that game.
Comes back and wins at 41-28.
Yeah, you know, Don, and I've said this more than once, that particular championship game stands out to me as probably my most proud moment as a coach, in the fact that I believe that team overcame more obstacles and grew further and improved more than any that we had. Be able to keep enough pressure on a very seasoned Union team and hold out and win, that was a big, big deal. That was a big season right there.
One of the 10th graders was Bobby Klink, who would go on and have a great career, along in 2000 when Kewan Jones made a name for himself, because here you guys, now that Union and Jinx have established themselves as great rivals, obviously, through the 90s, now you play each other at TU in a regular season game, and that's the Kewan last play 41-37 game.
Yes, just, and honestly, I've said this before, one of the more frustrating games of my career. We turned the ball over, we got a kick block,
You're behind 16 points.
Yeah, twice, right? And so I spent most of the second half drawing up my post-game speech on, hey, we've got to do better. You know, you didn't deserve to win. I learned that night that no matter what, while there's still time on the clock, go ahead and coach, go ahead and believe in your kids. And, you know, just – and trust your coaches, because Wes McCaleb was the offensive coordinator. We had one timeout left. We had a fabulous field goal kicker in Tyler Wilkie. He could really bomb it. So my, you know, the textbook tells you, throw the ball outside, conserve the clock, try to kick the field goal and tie the game. Well, Wes said, no, coach, he goes, I think we can, you know, the way they're lining up, we should run, you know, our option route, and I think if they do what they do, we'll be able to get a big one down the middle. I said, Wes, we can't do it. They tackle us. We got a burner timeout. We're done. There's only 20 seconds to go. He goes, coach, I really think it'll work. Okay, run it. That's all I said. I just remember saying that and taking my headset off because if it didn't work, we were done. Mm-hmm. And, you know, McCoy coaches Kiwan up a little bit because that's not Kiwan's regular position. And,
right.
And, you know, there's a lot of moving parts based on what they do is what Kiwan had to do. He did it correctly, and Blaine Cooper got a great block downfield. I'll never forget it. And I will never forget the deafening roar of the crowd. Just, it was a definitely a top two, three moment in my life there.
No question.
They want to at least get to midfield in the next couple of plays. So they have a chance, and with that guy, you always have a chance. With 8 seconds remaining on the clock. Well, there's 8 seconds left. What's Union going to do?
Ripley wouldn't believe what we've seen here tonight in Skelly Stadium. You can believe anything could happen in the last 8 seconds.
Tyler Wilkie now puts it to a four-point game, and so Union, to win, has got to score six. Take a look at how Kiwan Jones set this up. Great work, guys, on the ground.
His team come out, and he's going to make a little curl pattern right back into the middle, and Matt McCoy finds him. Then he picks up the great blocks coming from the near side. And once again, no arm tackling on Kiwan Jones, and he's got the speed.
Certainly some other great moments at the end of the Jinx Union regular season games that go on as well. That 2000 team goes undefeated. You beat Union again pretty handily in the championship game in 2000.